I'm very pleased to be joined and make his debut here this morning on Radio Yorkshire. He's a commentator over in Ireland for Irish television, and it is the one and only Tony O'Hare, who we used to call the Grand National as well. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What a fantastic day of race we've got to look forward to. Day one was fantastic. Day two, could it be even better?
It could be, yeah. Some really top-class racing. I believe you're going to discuss the Moyle May Novices Chase with me, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. And what, hopefully between us, we can tip a winner as well, can't we, Tony? But heading the market at the moment, Tony, is Saphir Durer for trainer Paul Nicholls and Sam Twiston Davis. Now, we saw this horse finish second behind Cole Harden in the World Hurdle. That was over at Cheltenham last month. Two wins over fences, heading the market at 13-8. Saphir Durer, is he a worthy favourite on the day, Tony?
I think he is. He's probably the classiest horse in the race. It was a very good run over hurdles at the Cheltenham Festival. As you say, he's won a couple of times over fences. I think it's significant that Paul Nicholls is bringing him back here for this Grade 1. I think he deserves to be favourite, but there are a few others in the race now that have big chances.
What do you think to the other Paul Nicholls horse in the race, Irish Saint, for Nick Schofield to take the mount?
Yeah, he's been very consistent. Some of his form is quite strong. Whether he'd have the same improvement in him as some of the others, I wouldn't be too sure. I'd expect him to go well, but I'd be looking elsewhere.
Well, he did finish fourth, didn't he, in the JLT. That was also at Cheltenham. He won a Grade 2 starts back at Kempton, beating the second horse by 10 lengths. It's good to soft, good in places at the ground here this afternoon, which I do think will suit Irish Saint. Tony, you mentioned looking elsewhere. What else has caught your eye in this field?
I think numbers 1 and 2, Ansi Fidelis and Carol's Destrier, I think they're two interesting horses. Ansi Fidelis, 7 from 8 over fence. This will be a tougher ask for him, but David Pipe's horses run well here as a rule. I certainly wouldn't rule him out. Carol's Destrier is an improving horse, represents Neil Mulholland, who's had a great season. He's got the Druids' Nephew in the National tomorrow. He'd come into it, but the horse I'm going to go for is Irish Cavalier. He's a bit defined. He won a novice handicap at the Cheltenham Festival. Paul Townend has a very good record in recent months for Rebecca Curtis when he comes over from Ireland. I think Irish Cavalier should be a bit of a price, and he'd be my sort of each-way selection for the race.
So Irish Cavalier each way there for Tony. Just going to give a mention to Wakanda in this race for Yorkshire-based trainer Sue Smith, who trains at Bingley. Sean Quinlan is the man in the saddle. It's round about 33-1. Is the outside of the race, but just to give you a bit of a stat, has not been out of the top three in the past five runs, and one of those runs would include a Grade 2 win on heavy ground at Haydock. Do think the ground's gone against Wakanda this afternoon. So I'm not going to back him, but at a working man's price, as we say, Tony, I do like Close Touch at 18-1 for Nicky Henderson, jockey David Bass, and in the colours of Her Majesty the Queen. Now, Close Touch was a very smart hurdler. He returned after 22 months off to make a promising winning start over fences at Wincanton. We saw that on Boxing Day. Excuse at Haydock, ground completely went against Close Touch. Market raising, though, even though he got pulled up, it wasn't noted by the steward that the horse had lost a shoe. So I think potentially this afternoon that could be a nice each way bet. Would you rule out Close Touch at all, or would you give him a chance?
I'd give him a chance. I should also mention the Irish horse in the race, Ronak, number 7, ran very well at Cheltenham, got hampered and made a mistake at the last. It was a good third and a handicap there, but this is a big step up in class for him, and he'd probably find a few too good for him. He's also unproven over the distance.
So I think we've mentioned quite a lot of the horses there, but just finally, Tony, each way, what's your bet?
Irish Cavalier.
And I'm going to go each way, Close Touch. Tony, thank you very much for speaking to us here on Radio Yorkshire. Hopefully we've tipped two winning bets, should I say, because we've both gone each way there at the price. Irish Cavalier 9-1, Close Touch 18-1. Got to say, it's absolutely glorious here at Aintree. The sun is shining, and I'll pass you back from a sunny Aintree to the studios and Andy.